insan eğer doğrudan cennete giderse mutlu olmaz. Yani mutlaka dünyada bu eğitimden geçmesi gerekiyor. Eğer doğrudan cennete giderse Adem ve Havva'nın konumu gibi olur. Yani
people can't be happy if they go directly to paradise. They must absolutely go through the test in this world. If they go to paradise directly, they will be in the same position as Adam and Eve. They were not happy in paradise. They were not happy in that sense. They looked for novelty. They did not and were unable to keep their word to Allah. But after undergoing this training, after experiencing suffering, hardship, difficulties, loyalty, fortitude, courage, and all kinds of moral virtue, in other words, they then exhibit perfect moral values in paradise until eternity, and the inhabitants of paradise are constantly shown images of hell. They are shown on a screen that ensures they constantly give thanks. Adam was never shown hell. He didn't see the screen with hell on it when he was in paradise. If he had, of course, Allah appreciates it, but who knows how he would have behaved. But that was his destiny. That is why people absolutely have to go through this training and be aware of hell for the perfection of paradise and in order to be happy there. Satan is insistently maintaining this claim, this obstinacy by drawing people into madness and irreligion. For every irreligious person, he tells Allah, "Look what I have done. Look what the descendants of Adam you wanted me to prostrate myself before are doing." Satan's aim is a classic model of pride and immorality, and he is still doing it today. People who entered paradise directly would have behaved badly. Allah put Adam and Eve in paradise, for example, and he put Satan in paradise, and you know what happened. That's what happens if you go there without training. Allah shows us that. He says in the Quran that Adam and Eve were disobedient, that he did not regard them as having a stable character. They were not loyal to their word. But Satan behaves totally psychopathically. But after training, people are proper believers. In the Quran, Allah says, "I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed Satan. Return to your Lord, well-pleasing and well-pleased. Enter among my servants, enter my garden." Because Allah says, "O self at rest and at peace." That is how it starts. That means stabilized. We are balanced out there. And we learn moral virtues, love, affection, fortitude and courage. These will all be the subjects of conversations when we go to paradise. He says that they sit on thrones and hold conversations. What do people talk about in paradise? Things that are done in this world. Details and images from there will be shown to them. We will discuss the love there, how they strove and struggled, how they exhibited proper moral virtues, and what the prophets Moses, peace be upon him, and Jesus, peace be upon him, did. That's why we will love these excellent people very much, these holy ones. I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed Satan. O self, at rest and at peace. Almighty Allah says, return to your Lord, well-pleasing and well-pleased, having attained balance and moderation. Enter among my servants, enter my garden. What does this mean? It means we will enter the hereafter with the training we have received. But Satan will not intervene, meaning that is something extra. There will be nothing like Satan's giving us forgetfulness or doubts. We will go with the same conception of love, affection, and care that we have here now.